Heavenly Father, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. Lord, we praise you for your love in the morning and your faithfulness every night. How blessed we are in this season for each sweet hour of prayer that you give us to gather together in your holy and mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. To gaze upon the beauty of holiness as we open up your word and feast upon your love. Lord, open our eyes that we may see wondrous things from your law and illuminate our understanding so we can see you for who you are in all your infinite perfections and majesty. We love you, Lord, and we want to love you more with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. In your glorious high and holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Welcome, warriors. It is a joy to be with you this evening in the house of the Lord in his sanctuary, to lift up his name and to submit our petitions to him tonight. I welcome our friends and family across the nation in Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Thank you, precious saints, for standing in the gap. Our hearts are with you. And all those who are online, there's so many who are listening in your own little tiny tabernacles and sanctuaries across this nation. And the Lord is just knitting our hearts together in his love. And it's just a delight to share this journey with all of you. And just let the Lord minister to our hearts in this season in a mighty and powerful way. Again, I just wanted to express our apologies for last night's technical malfunctions. We know in these seasons the enemy is always trying to stir up a little disorder and distract us, and we just had a few difficulties with that. So it wasn't your computers, anybody who's questioning that. It was on our end. We were figuring that out, and we just ask you just continue to be patient with us as we're walking through this journey, and just pray. We ask you pray for all the video technical stuff here at Calvary Chapel Knoxville, and the same thing at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills for some of the technical difficulties they're having, as well as every notebook, laptop, computer, cell phone, whatever device people are listening on, that nothing hinders our prayers going out and the word of God spreading across this nation. We want to make sure that doesn't get hindered in any way. And if you have missed any of our prayer sessions, we have them now online at Calvary Chapel Knoxville, their YouTube channel. So you can go to the YouTube channel and see anything, any of the sessions that you've missed, and catch up on those and share them with others as well. And then if you have missed, if you've just recently signed up to receive the devotional emails, or you found that maybe you've missed a couple of them, they're lost in your emails, or maybe your spam folder, maybe they got bounced out because of the internet. Sometimes that happens. At the bottom of every email, at the very bottom, there's a button. It's called the archive button. All of the emails are listed there, but the first week, they're actually laid out for you. You can just click on Sabaoth day one, day two, day three. So if you are just beginning with us, please just do go to the bottom of the email that you receive, and you can catch up on all of those and save those to your own folders. There's no login, no passwords, anything to do. If some people are getting a little confused with that, none of that is there. You can easily access them. So this morning, on that note, our devotional is from Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 10. And this morning we were meditating on the matchless majesty of the Lord of hosts, who we see in this chapter of Isaiah. It says that he's the Lord of hosts. He is holy. We see this beautiful attribute of our Lord. He is holy, 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 our mighty warrior king. He's seated on the throne. He's high and lifted up in a position of power and authority, commanding all the angel armies. And he's holy God. He's transcendent, which means he stands eternally apart, separated from anyone else, in unapproachable light. It says in 1 Timothy 6:16, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. It was in the bright whiteness of God's moral perfection that Isaiah acknowledged his sin, and then he was cleansed. As we saw when the seraph was sent, the Lord commanded his angel to go forth, the seraph, and grab hold of a coal from the altar and purge his lips. His sins were forgiven. And then, after that, he was ready to go out and minister. And we see that in these next verses. I'm just going to read here, starting in verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who shall go out for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed." Here was poor Isaiah with probably one of the most difficult ministries ever given, because the more he preached the word of God, the blinder the people would become, the deafer they would become, the duller they would become, their hearts would become calloused. And it's true that the more people resist God's truth, the less they are able to receive it once the heart begins to grow calloused and cold like that. So Isaiah's ministry that he received, he was told from the very onset that your ministry is going to be difficult. It's going to look like a complete failure. But I'm going to reserve a remnant for you in the end. So it's an encouragement to all of us as we proclaim the word of God that we're not responsible for how people respond to the message. We're responsible only for our own obedience. I love what Charles Stanley used to always say, obey God and leave the consequences to him. Our duty is to obey. And God promised Isaiah that there would be a remnant provided for him. And so that's the promise to us as well. We can trust that God's kingdom is going to advance. His promises will all be fulfilled. His kingdom's going to come, and his will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's a guarantee. So tonight, we're going before the Lord with a heart of gratitude as we bring our petitions to him, acknowledging his holiness. And let us just remember, as we're crying out and petitioning on behalf of all the many needs, so many needs in our churches, in our families, in our communities, in our cities and states and nation, all across the world. You know, we haven't been called to some great work. We've been called to God in a very intimate, deep, abiding relationship with him. And it's in that close connection where we abide with him that we can ask whatever we will, and he'll give it to us. We'll receive it. The greatest work is prayer. That's where all the power is. God's desire is that we spend that time in his presence, and that we be holy to the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9 tells us, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." God calls us to be holy because he is holy. Holy means that we're separated from all corrupting people or things, and consecrated totally to the Lord. We're set apart for God's purposes to be holy to him. We're consecrated to him to be holy to the Lord. And our duty is just to go out in joy and to sing his praises, the praises of our holy God. Our evening hour, this sweet hour of prayer that we've been given, is an opportunity for us to come before the Lord with a heart of gratitude, and to thank him for the blessings of the day, and all the many things that he gives us. He's a benevolent and kind Heavenly Father and a wonderful, benevolent King. And then offer up all of our prayers on behalf of our families, our churches, and so many other needs. Israel, the election, government. So I pray you have your swords with you tonight, your Bibles, as we slay all of these problems and issues and concerns with the Word of God. Allow the Lord to do his cutting and dividing work and to send forth his eternal word to accomplish the purpose for which he sent it. And that's why we pray the word. You're welcome to come up here to the altar at any point and pray into the microphone that'll be here. As well as, I encourage you to use the microphone in the center where everyone who's listening can hear your prayers. Again, it's such an encouragement to all those who are listening to hear your prayers, to hear the word of God being read and prayed over them. And it is soothing and comforting and encouraging so many lives. I'm receiving so many wonderful emails from people who are just experiencing such peace. Their minds are taken off of all the concerns of this world and being fixed on the Lord, which is his purpose in this season. He wants us to look to him, to rest in him, to find courage and confidence in him, to trust in him with all of our hearts, and let him do the battle, because the battle's not ours, it's his. So let's go before him with a heart of gratitude, and let's submit our request. Pray however the Spirit leads, whatever the need may be, whether it's personal, whether it's for the nation, for the election, however the Lord is leading, let's pray and lift up all these requests in this hour. We are before you, Lord. Let my prayer come before you as incense. The lifting of my hands is the evening sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to his holy name and triumph in his praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Glory in his holy name. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Give thanks to the Lord, praise his holy name, and triumph in his praise. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Heavenly Father, we are before you, Lord. Our hearts are heavy with the many needs, Lord, in our homes, our marriages, our children, our churches, our communities, Lord. The suffering, the grieving, the sicknesses. Lord, your people Israel, our own nation and government, this election that's coming up. Lord, we're burdened by a lot of things, Lord, but we praise you, Lord, that we can come before you with rejoicing and know that we have a loving, caring high priest who intercedes on our behalf. Guide us now, Holy Spirit. Direct our prayers. Give us your word. We come before you, Lord. Receive our prayers as incense. In Jesus' name. Lord, we want to pray for your church, your body. You tell us in Romans 12, therefore I urge you brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, for this is your spiritual act of worship. You tell us that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into wonderful light. But to be holy, Lord, you tell us in Ephesians 5, that among us there should not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. We are to be set apart to do your will. 1 Corinthians 1 tells us, the church of God, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, are called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in your sight. Because you are building, Lord, you say, a whole building that is joined together, that rises to become a temple of the Lord. So Lord, we ask that you would help us as a people, your bride, your church, to walk in a manner worthy of our calling. Help us to be humble and gentle in heart. Grant us patience for one another, that we may bear with one another in love, walking in humility, Lord. Help us to know, Lord, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, who we received from you, and that we are not our own. We were bought with a price. So we need to honor our bodies, honor you by them, Lord, and value them as a sacred place where you, holy God, dwells. You tell us in Romans 8 that we are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, that the Spirit of God lives in us. So, Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit, to walk as children of the light, pleasing, holy to you, Lord Jesus. This is our spiritual act of worship, being kind and tender-hearted to one another. Build up your body, Lord. Make us strong and holy to the Lord. Help us to care for one another. Make your church a shining city on the hill in each community, Lord. The true church, where your word, the full counsel of God, is preached. Where out of your pulpit fire comes and people are purged of every sin and cleansed. A place where people can come near to Christ and just surrender their hearts to him and find the hope, the healing, the comfort, and the peace they're so desperately longing for that they can't find out in the world. Cleanse the church of ungodliness and worldliness, Lord. Rid it of those wolves in sheep clothing who would rob your people of their food. Oh Lord, make us a strong and mighty body, holy to the Lord, a people who praise you and bring honor to your name.
Dear Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being our daddy and loving us, Lord. We thank you that we're in the palm of your hands, Lord. And Lord, we want to lift up this election to you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to convict your people to come out and vote, Lord, as only sometimes half or less actually shows up to vote, Lord. And Lord, as Pastor Jack says, it's actually a sin not to vote, Lord. Just convict them, Lord, to come out and vote, Lord, and to vote according to the Bible and the biblical values, Lord. And Lord, there's one side that wants to kill a lot of babies and one wants to kill a lot less babies. There's one that is really supportive of Israel and one that is less so, Lord. The J6 travesty of all those people that have been jailed innocently, Lord, and tortured and just still with no hope to get out, Lord. There's one side that will support getting them out and one not, Lord, and all those that are pending, Lord. And we just ask for your perfect will to be done in this election, Lord, that you would make us a nation under God again, Lord, that we would everyone would just bow to you, Lord, and that you would be glorified in this nation. Thank you for this church, Lord, and just the tremendous truth that is being taught, Lord, as in Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and many others, Lord, that are teaching your word verse by verse, and just proudly and powerfully speaking your truth, Lord. Thank you for the victory we have in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalm 128. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy. It shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we've lost a healthy fear of you, Lord, in your church. And Lord, we ask that you'd restore that healthy fear back to your church, Lord, that we would understand the mighty God that we serve, Lord. Please, God, do a mighty move within the remnant of your church here, God. Help us, Lord. Remind us, show us, Lord. Open our eyes to the mighty God that we serve. And we thank you, God. I thank you for this night. I thank you for this time of prayer, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will teach us how to walk in your ways in the days that we live, Lord. All praise and honor and glory to you, mighty God.
When we look at this story of Isaiah today and how the vision, Lord, of you and your awesome holiness caused him absolute terror and dread. He saw his sinfulness in the bright light of your moral perfection, and he was undone. And he cried out in distress, "Woe is me." Lord, and we see that response of holy fear in the presence of God all throughout the Bible. And Abram, when he fell to the ground in your presence, Moses, when he hid his face at the burning bush, Daniel and John fell down like dead men, and then there was Ezekiel and Paul. Lord, as responsible moral beings, we are not to trifle with our eternal future. Lord, we should not think that because you are such a good God and that you are so kind, that you will not punish our sin. But Lord, it is a tragedy that when a person has no fear of God, they have no problem transgressing your laws, because they don't have any fear of any consequence in it. Lord, we've talked about how the enemy wants to get the fight out of us. But Lord, the quickest way to get the fight out of a man is to have him encounter the divine transcendence of God, like Isaiah did. And every one of his arguments will be silenced. Oh Lord, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. But sadly, there is a hardness and blindness of heart all around us. Lord, you say that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So God, we pray your message goes out that all will know that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that you, Lord, demonstrated your own love toward us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. You say, Lord, that all who call in the name of the Lord will be saved. So, Lord, we pray for the lost all around us, Lord. Those who are lost in their sins, God, would your spirit fall upon them with the truth of salvation. Let that bright, blinding whiteness of your light come into their heart. Lord, so many prayer requests up here on this altar for people who are praying for their family members to be saved. God, tonight we ask, Lord, may they have a Saul of Damascus experience, an Isaiah at the throne of God experience, a Daniel before the Ancient of Days experience. God, that their eyes, the eyes of their hearts are open to behold you in your moral perfection, and that the fear of God will fall upon them, Lord, and they will be completely undone in your presence, recognizing their sinfulness and confess and see also the face, God, of eternal kindness and love that is drawing them in. God, we pray, break every chain, open every prison door, and set the captive free. Lord, let your truth go across the land tonight, Lord Jesus, for the truth will set them free. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for your great sacrifice, that you hung our sins on that cross, and you died for our sins, and you were buried, and on the third day you rose again, and you have ascended into glory, seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. God, we praise you for the blood that has been shed for us. Thank you, Lord, for saving us from our sins, for forgiving us and giving us eternal life. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers treated me. They tried me through, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation. And he said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore on my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Oh, Father God, I just pray that your church would be tender towards you, Lord. I pray that we would put you first before everything, that we would forsake the world and love you. Lord, clean our hearts out. Lord, I pray that our church first would have clean hearts, Lord, so that we can represent you. Lord, give us a clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, I pray that it would start in our very own hearts, Lord, and that it would go out from there. I pray that we would have a heart for others who need you, Lord, and that in all we do, we would glorify you, that we would show others how great and mighty you are. But Lord, I just pray that the church is the one that shine in the light in this nation and in this world, and that the darkness would not do well. In Jesus' name.
You say, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. O Lord, you are a loving heavenly Father who gives good things to those who ask of you. For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. O Lord, let us come boldly before your throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help all of these. All these our hearts care so much about, Lord, help them in their time of need. For so many, we're their connection, we're their link to heaven. And right now, it's the praying church, the praying remnant, that's the connection for the blessing for this nation, Lord. Lord, help us to lay our lives down in prayer. No greater love has he than the one who is willing to lay their life down for another. And there's no better way to do that than in prayer.
And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Father, I just come asking for your power to just be made present in our weakness. Father, I thank you for a church of praying people. And Father, I just come and ask that you would, Lord, just remove, Lord, just the days of busyness. Father, where it might look like we're just walking around doing whatever it is we do. And Lord, just not seizing the opportunities that you've given us to usher in your eternal kingdom. Father, I pray that you would awaken our hearts. Father, move by the power of your Holy Spirit, God, to give us boldness and confidence in who you are. Father, where busyness abounds, Lord, I pray that you would just bring rest and peace that only comes from you. Father, where confusion and, Lord, just disorientation is everywhere, Lord, I pray that you would bring in your wisdom. Father, your knowledge. Lord, there's no treasure like your word. There's no treasure like knowing you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just break open a veil, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to move in people who don't know you and in those who do. Lord, we lift this up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father in heaven, you are our everything. We say that, we think that, but Lord, work it in our hearts that we know in truth, Lord, that you are everything we need. You are Almighty God, our Father in heaven, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Savior. You are our friend. You want us to call you Abba. What a privilege you have given us, Lord, to be able to come here tonight, to be amongst your children all over the world, all over our country, Lord. We just praise your name and we thank you for that. Lord, we want to know you more. We want to love you more. We truly are not our own. We've been bought with the greatest of prices. Our chief desire is to have you have your way in all of our hearts, Lord. You know the work that you want to do in every one of us. We pray tonight, Lord, that you have your way, that we would lay everything down in our lives that is not of you. Father, you have given us a great nation. Only because those that were working to make it so believed in you and trusted in you. It is by your hand that we have any greatness at all. And we see how that has fallen away in the hearts and minds of the people of this country. Our hearts are broken for that. There's no way for us to really understand how far we've fallen, Lord. So though we don't deserve it, we ask for your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord, as a nation and as individuals, Lord, those that believe in you. Lord, that we would not stand in your way in any area of our life, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves completely, Lord, laying everything at your feet and trusting in you for you are the only one who is worthy. So we praise your precious holy name. You are worthy of all praise, Lord. Help us to not hold back on any area of our life, Lord. Time is short. We know that our days are numbered, and for some of us, our days are getting pretty close to the end. It is our greatest hope, Lord, that we will be able to leave this earth and cheat death and come into your presence when you call your bride home. So, Lord, as much as we love you, teach us to love you more. You created us, Father, to know you and to love you and to enjoy you forever. And that is what we want to do. Help us to run this race and help us to finish strong, Lord. We just ask this in the precious name of your Son. Amen.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. O keeper of Israel, be their defense in time of trouble. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. O Lord, may we as a nation stand by Israel, Lord, and bless her. For you say in your word, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We bless your people, Israel, and ask for your continued protection, peace, provision, and power. Lord Jesus, we pray.
Father, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for giving us such a beautiful day to live in today. The sky was so blue and the trees were just worshiping your name with their colors and their brightness. Thank you for that gift to be able to see. Thank you for our chest that beats up and down and for our breath that goes in and out without a thought. You're in control of all of it, and we worship you and we praise you and we thank you, and we come asking for your mercy. Lord, I lift up all the issues at the border. This is too big for me, but it's not too big for you. Lord, there needs to be order. You are a God of order. We pray for all of those people that are coming here, Lord, individuals that are created in your image. There's also those that want to come and do harm and damage to people here, Lord. And we just pray for your mercy. We pray that we would be able to contain it. We pray that you would help us, God. We pray that you would give us a person in the White House, Lord, that would take control and be able to manage those things, Lord. Father, we look to you first, knowing that you are in control of this election. We ask you again for your mercy. It's been hard to live in these days. It's been hard to see others struggle. It's almost unbelievable for our hearts. Thank you for drawing us to our knees and calming our spirits. Thank you for reminding us that you are in control. Lord, I think of those in our state here in Tennessee that are fighting for on the front lines for life in the womb. Lord, the evil is coming after them, trying to target certain representatives that are there, Lord, and I pray that your mercy would be upon them. They're standing for you, and I know you see them. At every turn, they're speaking for you, Lord. We have legislations that are here, Lord, that protect life. And I pray that the evil would not come in and cheat and lie and steal it away. We want to honor you. Bless their efforts, Lord. They're on the front line for us. We are on the front line interceding on their behalf. And we ask you for your mercy. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your thoughts of us. They would outnumber the sand. Were we to even try to count them, Lord? You are so good to us. We need you. Please turn back the tide. Please relent because of who you are. Please instill in our hearts, as you are during this time, to continually to turn to you, to know that it all could be lost in a moment. And I know that we as your family get to go and be with you. But there's so many that don't know you yet, Lord. And finally, Father, I pray for my sister who is struggling so much in this health trial that's in her life, Lord. You know the details. I pray that you would heal her body, that she would not keep going through this vicious cycle of going into the hospital every 2 weeks. Strengthen her with your endurance. Strengthen her for the battle that she's in. I know how much you love her. Father, she told me about you. She told me how to find true life with you. Thank you for that. Please bless her. Thank you for putting your arms of love around her. And I know that you will bring her through, Lord, one way or the other. She will be with you. And I ask it in your name. Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you that your grace is sufficient, that your power is made perfect in our weakness. We do pray for all those who are chronically ill, Lord. Will you send forth your word and heal them, Jehovah Rapha, our great physician. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Oh, be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. O Lord, we praise you. Your glorious, high, and holy name, Lord, for this sweet season of prayer. Drawing us into your presence, Lord, looking to the bright white light of your holiness, gazing into the face of holiness and beauty, bringing us, Lord, to the end of ourselves. Lord, so there can be more of you within us. God, empty us. Empty us of all of our human strength, Lord, where we stand up against you, Lord, and fight. And surrender completely, Lord, so you can come as the mighty warrior king on our behalf and fight this battle we were never meant to fight. In you alone, Lord, we have victory. You've made us more than conquerors in Christ. We love you, Lord. We praise you. You're ministering to our hearts in this season and doing a mighty work beyond what we see externally. The greater work is within. You're stirring us to deeper love for you and others, Lord. We give you all the glory in your mighty and holy name. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Lord Jesus, we praise your name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you have a blessed evening in the Lord. May you feel all the weights falling off as you gaze into his glorious face and see his delight. His eyes are upon you with favor. He loves you. May go out in the joy of the Lord, spreading his goodness and love wherever you go. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 9 a.m. here, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. And we only have the morning and the noon session tomorrow, and then the 6 o'clock church service in the evening. So I pray you have a blessed weekend. I look forward to seeing you. Go out in the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, be blessed.